We are continuing Surah Kahf, and the verse we recite is verse number 94. They said, O Zulkarnain, verily Gog and Magog make mischief in the earth, so may we assign to you a tribute so that you set up a barrier between us and between them. We have been discussing about Zulkarnain, and in the last majlis we reached up to his third journey, because Allah described three journeys for him. So we reached to the third journey, when he reached to the point that he reached to the people who he could not communicate with them, maybe because their education level was so low, their development, their civilization was so limited, that he could not talk to them. And they talked in some sign language, and they said, O Zulkarnain, verily Gog and Magog, Yajuj Majuj, make mischief in the earth. So we may assign to you a tribute so that you set up a barrier between us and between them. That they were tired of Gog Magog, Yajuj Majuj, because they used to come and attack and take out their harvest. So they asked Zulkarnain, who was a king, that we will give you some money so that he helped them out, so that he can put a barrier, because they used to come from the valley between the two peaks of the mountains. So they said that if you put the barrier between these two peaks of mountain, then we'll be okay, we'll be safe. Mullah Muttaqiyan says about this, the Gog and Magog tribes are behind this mountain. They are taken the season of harvest and plunder all the corns and the fruits are destroyed them. Shall we assign you a yearly tribute in order that you might erect a barrier? That's what they said. Who is the true king? The true king is the one who, because Zulkarnain was a believer and he was very kind. So even he went and he just did not conquer for the sake of conquering. He was there for everybody's help. Even these people who were so behind in civilization in the north corner of the planet, he still wanted to help them. He was not there to just rule and ruin them. So he wanted to help them. And they asked him to, and they said that we'll help you with the money. So what did he reply? Qala ma makkani fihi rabbi khairun fa a'inuni bi quwwatin aj'al bainakum wa bainahum radba. He said, in which my Lord has established me is better, so help me with the strength, I will make a barrier between you and between them. He said, that's the beauty of the great people. He did not ask for the money. He was very humble. He said, whatever my Lord has given me is better for me. And he said, help me with the strength, I'll make a barrier between you and between them. So who is a leader? Who is a humble leader? And he's not looking for his own advantage. He did not look for money or any power. He was just serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's servant. He said, but what he said to these people, see, what is very important in the country is security. First thing is security. And he was worried about their security also. There's the true leader is the one who cares for the security of the country. That's why Imam Ali had to fight three battles. They were saying, Mola, why you keep fighting? There should be security in the south, in the city. If there's no security, what kind of government you have? So he said, first thing is security. And he said, and second thing is that although they were so behind, he was a leader, he did not say that I'll do everything. He said, no, you got to help yourself. He said to them, that give me help with your strength, your labor force. And I don't need your money. This is a perfect leader, and he wants a perfect people who wants to help themselves for the sake of security. You know, that's the basic things. Atuni Zubril Hadid Hatta Ida Sawa Baina Satfaini Kalu Kalan Fuku Hatta Ida Jalu Naran Kala Atuni Ufriq Alehi Kitra. Bring me pieces of iron until when we had leveled up between the two cliffs, he said, blow. Until when he had made it fire, he said, bring me molten copper to pour thereon. Then what he said, that he made a very novel kind of barrier. He said, bring me the pieces of iron, because iron is strong. And he put between these two cliffs the pieces of iron to make a barrier. And then afterward, what he did, that he asked people to burn wood or cold whatever around those iron wall, iron pieces. So they became like red hot with blowing of the wind. So they became red hot. Then he said that now bring molten copper so that I can pour on it. So when you warm up the iron, there is no gap between these pieces of iron to make it make sure that it's fixed. And then on top of that, he put molten copper to give an extra coating so that this iron wall should be protected from any kind of erosion or any kind of weather damage. So they were not able to scale it, nor could they make a hole in it. So he said that this kind of wall is so perfect that either they can go on the top of the wall because it's so high, and they cannot make any hole in the wall. قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكا وكان وعد ربي حقا. He said this is the mercy from my Lord, but when the promise of my Lord comes to pass, he will make it level, and the promise of my Lord is ever true. He said that whatever I did it is a rahmah, is a mercy from my Lord. He did not show off about it or anything like that. He was so humble. So that's the sign of big people. They are always humble. No matter what kind of mission they are doing, they are very humble. قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. Subhanallah. And then he said that when my Lord promise will come, he'll make it level to with the ground. This wall will fall down to the ground. And the promise of my Lord is ever true. He said this promise of my Lord is true. So there's a lot of opinion about who are the Gog Magog and what about this wall. So Mizan has discussed very beautifully about it. Because most of the people give the opinion that Gog Magog were the Mongols. And these Mongols used to come from the Darial Pass, which was between the two mountains, and used to invade the people around. So most probably this barrier was built on the Darial Pass, and it was built by Cyrus the king. So now the verse says that, but when the promise of my Lord comes to pass, he will make it level. Dakka means it will fall down, it will level off. And the promise of my Lord is ever true. And the promise of my Lord is true. So, most of the people say that this will fall down before the judgment day, you know. Before the judgment day. But how far before judgment day? That's the question. So now, that barrier was supposed to be made so that Gog Magog cannot invade, you know, because there is a barrier. But if you think that Mongols were the Gog Magog, then what happened afterward? That these Mongols attack everybody down the line and destroy China and Iran and Europe everywhere. So the discussion is there. That what about that? So Mizan says that Allah Alam, Allah knows, but they tried to explain. And they said that here, Dakka means to be leveled, Dakka means to level off, fall down. It's not in true sense Dakka, but it's kind of, the Dakka means to become insignificant. Means that the wall will have no value. In the sense that at that time the barrier was built, given the situation of that time, but later on that barrier became meaningless. Insignificant was Allah saying that it will be Dakka, it will become kind of insignificant in the sense that they will find different routes to go around, or had different kind of traveling. Or if you see from today's world, now we have roads everywhere and the bridges everywhere, and we have different transportation. So this war will become meaningless, and then any nation can attack any other nation. So that's what Mizan came with the explanation, and Allah knows the best. بعدهم يوم إذ يموج في بعدهم ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا. And on the day we shall leave some of them surge against others, and the trumpet will be blown, and we shall gather them together. Now Allah is talking about, right after that Allah is talking about the events before Judgment Day. That there will be two trumpets will be blown. One will be when everybody will die, and from second trumpet will be blown, everybody will be raised from dust. So Allah is talking about what will happen that when the trumpet will be blown, the first trumpet, people will be gathered, and there will be so many of people, there will be so many around, especially kuffar, who will be going like waves, hitting each other. This Allah is showing how much would be the chaos that day. Yes, alunuka anil dil karnain. They ask you about dil karnain. The story started from there, right? And there are a few verses after that, and Allah explained the whole story of dil karnain. Somebody asked me one day, you know, I'm talking about my heart now, that did you ever see Allah? And that day I read this surah that day. So I said, I saw Allah in the morning today. I told him. He said, where did you see Allah? I said, I saw Allah when I read about Zulqarnain. He said, how did you see Allah in Zulqarnain? I said that the way in few verses Allah talks so mystically, in such a different way which we can never imagine, his whole life as Zulqarnain, Allah wrote down so beautifully in few verses, and so symbolically, and so much mystically, and so much rhymes in the verses, that if you really hear that, you start crying, because there is so much mysticism in these verses, so much rhymes, so many deep meanings. Allah talks in a very novel way, that when he talks about the first journey, Allah says that when the sun was going in the dirty water, very mystic, you know. Then he says that when he journeyed on the east, they could not protect themselves. Then he went to the north, they cannot talk to people. The way Allah writes is so amazing, you know. To see Allah's miracle in Quran, Allah should give us the ability to comprehend it, brothers and sisters. That we pray to Allah, that Allah give us the ability to see your beauty. And there are two events, especially in my life, which I love in so much Quran, is the two events Allah describes. One is Zulqarnain, and one Allah tells the story about Qarun, brothers and sisters. Please recite the story of Qarun. When you read the story of Qarun, and when you read the story of Zulqarnain, you will find the same item. Allah, you will be crazy about Allah, love Allah so much. The way Allah writes, you will be crying. Because only Allah can write like this. You know, like, then you get in love with Quran Hakim. Not the sake that you have to read Quran, you will love Quran from your heart. Because that's the only Allah can write. Nobody can write it. And these are the beginning of your irfan. This is the beginning of your love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got to love Allah. And love will come when you see his words, when you see his pen writing. Because that's how Allah talks. Aradna jahannam yawma idhin lil kafirin arda, and on that day we shall present hell to the disbeliever. Expose Allah will expose hell to the disbelievers. Alladhina kanat ayunuhum fi ghita'in an dhikri wa kanu la yastati'una sam'a, those whose eyes were under a cover from my remembrance, and they could not bear to hear. Allah is talking about kuffar, that their eyes are away from my remembrance. Zikri, my remembrance. There is so much, you feel like crying, that zikri, Allah took it personally, you know. They don't remember me, you know. And they cannot hear me, you know. This is like such a thing, you know. You feel like the Lord of universe who created them, they don't even remember him, you know. And Allah talks about it. Who loves everybody so much, Allah gives everybody so much, and dhikri means remembrance. So Imam Raza alayhi salam says, Allahumma salam alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of dhikri here is Mawla Muttaqiyan Ali ibn Abi Talib, please hide him salamat, Allahumma salam alayhi wa sallam. That when Allah says dhikri, my remembrance is Ali ibn Abi Talib. Why? Because Imam Ali is Allah's dhikr. Ilal bidkar ahle dhikr. When you hear Imam Ali's name, when you see Imam Ali's personality, you just see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see his eyes, it's Allah's eyes. You remember as if it's Allah's eyes. When he talks, as if Allah is talking. His hands are Allah's hand. Everything you see of Imam Ali al-Salam remembers you, remind you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His personality was so grand, is so grand, will be grand, ever grand, that you always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikri, Imam Ali al-Salam. And the character of Oli Allah, like Imam Ali al-Salam is there. We read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, right? We say Allah first, then we say Rahman ar-Rahim. Before Rahim is Rahman, after Allah, Allah says Rahman, Rahmaniyat, merciful to everybody. This is the sign of Awli Allah. Ela zikr that they are Rahman. They are so kind. This is a sign of Awli Allah. They are always kind to everybody. His killer, Abdul Rahman, may Allah curse him. Imam Ali showed Rahmaniyat to him that when they brought him, after he put his wound on his head, he showed his Rahmaniyat and said, he is thirsty, give him some milk. That's Rahmaniyat. Because this is a sign of the Dhikri. Because Allah is Rahman. Aima Tahirna Rahman. Allah calls, when inshallah we'll read Surah Maryam, inshallah is coming soon. After this inshallah, Surah Maryam, Allah talks himself be Rahman all the time. When we hear his word Rahman, we'll feel in love with Allah's name, Rahman. Rahim. Allah's 99 names, they are all beautiful, but they have to come to our heart to see the effect in our heart. We have to become Rahman, you know, to everybody we should be kind, you know, no matter what religion he has, even his atheist, but we have to be kind to people. And this Rahman, this comes from Awliya Allah, Imam Ali. Now I ask myself that Bibi Fatima Zahra, sallallahu alayhi, you know, we are going through her mourning, you know, these are the time of her mourning. Why Bibi did not talk to some people before she passed away, and she did not answer their salam? She is the daughter of Rahmatulil Alameen, and she's Rahman herself. What happened? Maybe because Bibi had no personal issue with anybody, just like Prophet. Had no personal issue with anybody, just like Prophet. Possibly people did not showed any happiness to them, showed her anger towards them and did not answer, not for herself, but for the Ummah, because these people took Ummah towards misguidance. And Bibi is Rahman. Bibi saw there that her father worked so hard for the Ummah to be guided, and some people took Ummah towards the misguidance. We see some same kind of Rahman in Imam Hussain alayhi salam. In the Karbala, we see Karbala that Imam Hussein was fighting, and we see in Karbala that they were killing him, but we never read in the Karbala that Imam Hussein or Ahlul Bayt cursed or did long to the Ummah, not even one time. And they were always so kind to them, and their goal was to keep guiding them, to guiding them to save from hellfire than anything else. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.